It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, I've been waiting for this segment since the last time we did it. It was so much fun. In studio tonight, the author of the book, How to Speak Midwestern. In the book, Ted McClellan not only breaks down the elusive regional accents of the Midwest, but he also creates the ultimate glossary of terms used in our area. Phrases like hodag, over dare, farty, the way people in St. Louis say 40. Love that one. So here's the game tonight. We're playing for some Lou Malnati's pizzas. Let's stump Ted. You can call in or you can text. We can guess your regional accents through interrogation, of course. And also a new wrinkle. You think you know your region? Call us up now. Ted will give you the ultimate quiz. If you win, you get a copy of his book, How to Speak Midwestern. Sound good? 312-981-7200 if you want to play tonight. If you are from one of the regions and you want to see if Ted can guess where you're from, give us a call. If you'd also like to play to see if you can guess or at least beat Ted's quiz, you could play as well. 312-981-7200. Ted, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you.
All right, so before we get to getting everybody in line, because they're going to start calling up here.
Okay.
Let's refresh memories. You wrote a book about the different regions of the Midwest.
That's right.
All right, so let's go over them. So.
Okay. Well, you know, the states, I went through, we got Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and if you're from Western Pennsylvania or Western New York and listening, you can feel free to call us.
There you go. And so you have found through your work that there's different, I mean, these are different areas, and each one of these areas has a different sort of dialect,
right,
accent. You can tell through your research the difference between who lives in Wisconsin, who lives in Iowa.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and mostly by the words they use. Last time it was we kind of got them by the specific words they use. And I'm not going to give any away, but if you were listening last time, you know, you heard some keywords.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's try it. Let's
right.
try it.
Oh, we got someone on
We already
line.
Got a line. Let's just see if this works because okay. It worked so well last time.
Okay. Maybe they're on to me this time.
Maybe they're on, but maybe not.
Okay.
The beauty of it is, yeah, that's what I said sort of at the top of the right. show, is you want to call in to play along. You don't want to
yeah.
call in to try to I kind of tongue-in-cheek say stump.
Right.
But we had a woman on the show last time. She was great, but at the end she tried everything possible to be as normal as possible.
Yeah.
And said, I'm from St. Louis, but I haven't been there in 24
right,
years.
Right,
right. Like, well,
she didn't live where you know
yeah.
her accent
She had
came
changed
from. Exactly.
Everything. All right, let's go to Robbie. Robbie, you want to start us off tonight? How you doing, Robbie?
I'm doing great. Coming from Summerfest.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, I think you already gave it away there.
All right. So, Robbie.
It doesn't matter.
Robbie. All right. So, Robbie, right. You ready? We're going to ask you a couple questions. You're going to be our guinea pig
right.
tonight,
tell us a little bit about yourself first, Robbie. Not where you're from, but what do you do? What are your hobbies?
Let's see. Hobbies, I like to run.
Okay.
What do I do for a living?
Sure.
I'm a teacher.
Okay.
Do you need to know what I teach?
No, we don't need to know. But you can tell us because, you know, we can listen to you a little more. We want to hear you.
Okay.
What do you teach?
Uh-oh. Well, we lost her.
Oh, we did?
She just blanked out.
Oh.
She got, you know what? She said, you know what? They're on to me. And she took off.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
She dropped.
She said Summerfest, so I figured she's from Milwaukee.
Yeah, right away.
Right.
Yeah, but a lot of people from Chicago might go to Summerfest, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on. Jack.
Oh, I thought I had one.
You had one. All right,
yeah.
we got Jack will take her place. Jack,
okay.
Thanks for calling. Thanks for being our guinea pig tonight. How you doing, bud?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. All right. So, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself without saying where you're from. Tell us what you do and some of your hobbies.
I'm an artist. Video game stuff, and used to be involved in hockey a lot, and enjoy biking, working outside. What else do you want to know?
I think
right.
I think
Ted's already
we're,
he's
I think
listening.
We're getting a handle.
He's
on
listening.
On
he's
here.
Got some questions for you, Jack.
All right, so I'm going to just ask you about terms you might use. Like, what would you
sure.
call a traffic jam caused by motorists rubbernecking in an accident?
Oh, man. Well, you kind of described it, you know? I mean,
what do you say? You say rubbernecking?
No, I'd never say rubbernecking.
Yeah.
You know, I would just be more, you know, frustrated. It's like, you know, let's move it.
Well, that's
you
universal,
know?
Jack.
Okay.
I could use some other words, but this is WGN.
All
even
right.
though
that's
I know
right.
it, you know.
All right, we'll move on to another question.
What do you call the the narrow space between two houses or buildings?
Gangway?
Gangway. Okay, so I think this guy's from Chicago. Oh. The Chicago area.
What do you think, Jack?
Do I have to flip the cards?
Yeah, you have to flip the card. We went early on you.
Son of a... Yeah.
All right. I kind of had it by your voice, too. You definitely have the inland north vowels there.
But I did grow up in Wisconsin, so I did know that. And I knew... Yeah, I grew up around kids who drank soda, and you'd, sit on the Davenport and all that.
Where did you grow up in Wisconsin?
Drove me nuts. Brookfield, near West Dallas.
Okay, southern Wisconsin. How long have you lived in the Chicago area?
New Berlin.
New Berlin. I have some friends who live in New Berlin. Yeah.
But they don't say New Berlin, and they have a great zoo up there, which should be the Brookfield Zoo, but it's the Milwaukee Zoo. We all know that, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
So anyway, and the more I hang around hockey players, then I start, hey, how's it going, guys? Yeah, let's go, And it's that happens.
Yeah.
I love it.
How long have you lived here?
Oh my God! Most of my life, moved around, but yeah, you got me. You got me good.
Since we got you, though, should we give him a chance to win a prize, or should we?
All right, Jack. Okay, we're going to give you a chance to win a prize. Okay, we're only giving away two. We're only giving two books away, so they're going to be tough.
Yeah,
but Ted's going to give you a chance right now.
Since you're from Wisconsin, what is the hodag?
I've never heard that term.
Okay.
But see, now that may be my age.
Don't give it away.
The hodag goes all the way back to the 19th century.
All right, Jack, thanks for playing, buddy.
Thanks for calling.
This is the greatest bit ever. I love this. I can do this. I mean, this is going to be 4 hours. You're gonna check in, and it's going to be Ted and Justin. We're both going to be 65 years old, and we're going to be like, we'll guess where you're from, and it'll be like a four-hour show on the community radio coming out of Minnesota. That's what we're going to do. All right, 312-981-7200. We've got some people on the line. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. This segment, which we are calling, Hey, You Know What I'm Saying? You Know What I'm Saying? With Inspector Ted McClellan on the download. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. The lines are jam-packed. 312-981-7200, because they all want they want to speak with Inspector McClellan, the author of How to Speak Midwestern, and our new segment we're calling, Hey, You Know What I'm Saying? Where Ted can guess where you're from with a couple of questions. That's the inspector part. Mm-hmm. And also we'll do some quiz on some of the glossary items, that the terms that are in the book. Mike's got an answer on hodag. Mike, just help us out. What's the answer for hodag?
It's a big rock concert. Am I right?
No, ooh, not at all. Not maybe you're thinking of Bonnaroo.
Okay, I thought there was a hodag.
Hodown.
I mean, they're that's not the there is it there could be in Rhinelander, but that's not what I'm looking for.
Right.
I think for the original meaning of hodag.
Okay, well, right. I'm wrong.
Thanks, Mike. I like it. I like the try. Right. Hey, we like the effort. All right, let's go back to the lines. Let's go to Chris. Chris, how are you, Chris?
I'm good, Justin. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so Chris, let's play. Let's play where you're from. So tell us what you do and some of your hobbies so we can hear you a little bit.
All right. I'm a social worker.
Okay.
In long-term care, so I work with the elderly. I'm a pretty avid biker. Play a little volleyball, play a little tennis, walk about 3 miles a day.
Okay. Gosh, very active. Congratulations.
I am active for my age.
I sit in a radio studio for 4 hours a night, so I got you topped, but go ahead. All right, Ted, Inspector McClellan, let's ask a couple questions of Chris.
All right. Let me try to what do you call the store where you buy liquor?
We call it the bottle shed in our town.
The bottle shed? Is that the name of the specific store? Or do you call all the stores the bottle shed?
No, that's the name of the specific store.
I was gonna say, we've got some.
I'm kind of looking for.
We would probably just call it the liquor store.
The liquor store. Okay. All right.
Okay. I've got one for you.
Okay. All right.
Well, I gotta remember. You're an avid biker, right?
Yeah. Oh, Chris? Yeah. Oh, yeah. We know this one. Yeah.
Right, Chris? You love biking.
So there's a bike.
I like bikers.
There's a bike race that's in Iowa, and
yes,
it goes across the state. What's it called?
It's called the Red Rye.
Ah, so are you from Iowa?
No.
Oh, all right. We got someone who had the Rag Bri last time.
But you know
time.
That. You
we
know
had
that.
Someone
that's
had the
interesting.
Rag Bri last time, and
all right.
Turned out they were from Iowa. Okay.
All right. Okay.
What do you call a drinking fountain?
I call it a water fountain.
A water fountain.
Yes.
All right. This is a tough case here. She all says right. We're close by Iowa.
We're close by Iowa, so that really yeah. narrows it down.
Well, it could be Western Illinois. It could be Wisconsin. Could be Minnesota. Let's see. Okay, well, what is hot dish?
What is what?
Hot dish.
Hot dish?
Yeah.
Hot dish. I don't know. Is that something you take to a potluck?
Okay. Yeah, it is something you take to a potluck. Okay, she's probably not from Minnesota because you know exactly what a hot dish was.
All right.
If you're from Minnesota.
All right, Chris. We have narrowed it down. It's not Iowa. It's not Minnesota. I'll take a stab.
Okay.
I'll say, because you know the Raglan and you don't know hot dish, I'm going to guess Illinois.
I am from Illinois.
Oh, Western Illinois?
Yes.
All right.
Western. Where in Western Illinois?
Way out in Joe Davis County, out near, I'm from Stockton, but out near Galena, Illinois.
Oh, I love okay. Galena. Love Galena.
Okay.
So, everybody loves Galena.
Of course.
Yeah. Does that automatically make me a Chicagoan where you're like, oh, yeah, okay, dude.
Yeah.
All right, enough of your love for Galena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we know other states have derogatory terms for Chicagoans. You know, in Wisconsin, we're fibs, and in Illinois, we're fibs. Do they have a term for us out there in Western Illinois, in Galena?
I don't think we really have a term for you. We just watch you all drive out through our county on Friday nights, and then we watch you all drive back through our county on Sunday evening.
We spend any money?
I think you stop and get gasoline along the way.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We like local.
Gas
we like local
cheap.
Gas stations.
Gas is cheap out our way.
Yeah, right. All right, thanks, Chris.
We should give her a chance.
You're welcome.
We should give her a chance to win a prize here.
All right,
I'll give you a term from Illinois, and if you can tell me what it means, you can win a book. Where or what is the American bottom?
The American what?
The American bottom.
The American bottom. I do not know.
Okay. We don't.
All right. Thanks, Chris. That was good. That was good. All right.
Have a great night.
You too. You too. Thank you. All right. Vicky's got an attempt on Hodag. Vicky, what do you got on Hodag?
A party or gathering?
No, that's not what we're looking for here.
I like that. I would love to call my parties Hodags.
But I think that's a hoedown too.
Yeah, I think hoedown is throwing you off. Thanks, Vicky.
How about where I come from?
Oh, wow.
Who we got here?
This is David Jennings upstairs.
Oh, I thought it was Bill Curtis. He's from Kansas.
No, not Bill Curtis.
Okay. David, let's ask. Well, hold on. Let's give the people.
See, he's got the broadcaster voice, and that's, you
that
know,
throws you off.
It's going to throw me off.
Maybe, maybe not.
Okay.
All right. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself. And
this was like the voice of Great Oz coming.
And some of your hobbies, David.
All right, photography.
Okay.
I love trains.
Mm-hmm.
Always have. Mm. Like trolley cars.
Okay.
I love traveling by rail.
Mm-hmm.
I do this for a living. I also do a little writing on the side.
Okay.
All right. Okay. You ready for a couple of questions?
I have heard absolutely no regional accent whatsoever here.
Really? He's cleared it out.
He went to broadcasting school.
No broadcasting school at all. None. Zip.
All right, so let's ask a question.
But he's from a Midwestern state.
What do you call? Are you from a Midwestern state? Why don't we start there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, he's only going to know Midwestern states, David.
Yeah, that's the game here.
Oh. Darn. Oh, I thought you were going to regionalize me a little more than that.
Yeah.
I love it. All right.
I mean, I call it an alleyway, not a gangway.
An alleyway.
I would say alley.
And I drink soda, not pop.
Okay. Well, then you're either from the East Coast or the West Coast, because I drink Coke down south.
You're right on the East.
Okay. Somewhere in the Northeast.
Keep going.
Keep going. All right. See, I need to. What do you call a sandwich on a long loaf of bread?
A hero.
A hero.
No, I mean a hoagie.
A hoagie. Okay, so that's kind of like in the Philadelphia area, right?
I spent some time in Philly.
Okay.
<yes.
laughs> All right. You're out of your comfort zone, too. I love it,
Seth. He is good.
He's good. He knows where he's going.
Very good.
Now he's outside of his research area. So now we're kind of around.
Or a sub.
A sub. Well, sub is here. That's what we say here in the Midwest. But a hoagie, that's definitely that's like a mid-Atlantic term. Up in New England, they'd say grinder.
Yes. Yeah. Grinder is another one.
Yeah.
I love Sicilian.
Okay.
So we say. Here's what we're gonna do. We'll string David along, and we'll answer David by the end. So we'll make it like a game inside. So we have a couple more questions.
I'm trying to.
Stay with us on this. All right. Here's what we'll do. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. David will give us the news, and then we've got Michelle, we got Carly, James, Jim. There's a lot of people on the line. There's still room for more. 312-981-7200. We're playing. You know what I'm saying? With Ted McClellan. Love it. Stay with us.
Let's put James on the line real quick. James, you got an answer for Hodag?
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Hi, James.
Are you going to guess where I'm from, though, first?
Oh, listen to that. We can give it a go.
Yeah, let's try it. Okay. Give us a little bit.
Tell us about yourself, James.
Well, I'm a teacher. I work at a small private high school. I like to go biking. I like amusement parks. I like theater a lot.
Okay. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yeah.
I'd probably say a hamburger.
Okay. So let's see. We asked somebody earlier, what do you call a traffic jam caused by motorists rubbernecking in an accident?
I would just say a backup.
A backup? Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a store where you buy liquor?
Well, when I was a little kid, I'm almost 60. When I was a little kid, we'd call it the beer depot.
Okay.
But now we'd say a liquor store.
A liquor store?
What about a fountain that has water in it?
Yeah. What do you call
it? No, you're not going to get me on that. I say drinking fountain.
Okay.
Or water fountain.
A water fountain.
Do you go soda or pop?
When I was a little kid, it was pop. Now it's soda.
Oh, okay. So,
And I, not because of a change of location.
Right. Let's see. What do you call that when you're at an intersection and there's that red, yellow, and green thing?
When I was a little kid, it was a stop and go light.
All right, you're from Wisconsin.
Now it's a traffic signal. You're from... Yeah, but what part of Wisconsin?
Oh, I don't have to be that specific.
I'm driving to Chicago right now, so
James.
You know.
Okay. All right, James. Well, what's Hodag? Quick, what's Hodag? All right.
The Hodag is it's like a version of kind of a Yeti or a Bigfoot. It's in northern Wisconsin. I've seen pictures of it, though, where it has like kind of fangs, like boar's teeth on the lower jaw and stuff
Yes.
Right? And up in Wisconsin, they have in the northern part of eastern Wisconsin, they have the Hodag Festival.
Right.
That's why the other contestant thought it was a party.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, James, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and you're going to get one of Ted's books, How to Speak Midwestern, which is a great book. Good job.
That's
that was awesome.
Fabulous. All right. I heard about it.
Hold on. We'll give it to you. Thanks for playing, James.
Thanks for
calling. There you go. And he got Hodag. That's perfect.
Let me give you a little bit of the definition here. A legendary creature with the head of a frog, the face of an elephant, sharp horns, and a spike spine and tail. The Hodag eats only white bulldogs, can only be killed with lemons. Rhinelanders have embraced the hoax, erecting a Hodag statue and naming the high school sports team the Hodags. The city's website insists that 90% of the golf balls lost in Rhinelander County are eaten by the Hodag.
Awesome. Listen to that. All right. Let's get an update with David, and then we'll come back. Thanks, David. It's a download here on 720 WGN. We're having some fun tonight with Ted McClellan. He's the author of How to Speak Midwestern. And he's also the star of You Know What I'm Saying, which was the name of this segment, where Inspector McClellan can pick out where you're from based on some investigation, some interrogation, if you will, and also throw out some glossary terms at you for some prizes. Let's go to Jim in Chicago. Jim, I'm going to ask you some glossary questions, okay? So, or we're going, Ted's going to set you up with a term and see if you can get it. If you get it, I'm going to give you Lou Malnati's pizza, okay?
Okay, I'm ready.
You ready? All right, you ready for this?
This is, should I tell him the, should I tell him the state?
Or no, just don't tell him anything. Okay, don't tell him it. Jim doesn't deserve it.
All right, you may be, you may even have been one of these. What, Jim, what is a fudgy?
A fudgy.
Mmm.
Isn't that a fudgy, isn't that a, ice cream bar, a cream, a fudgy?
It probably is an ice cream bar.
Yeah, but that's not what, no, that's not what we're looking for.
But that was good, Jim. That was a good choice. That's exactly what I would have done. Yeah. Other than fudgical. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Can you tell me where I'm from, though?
No, not yet. I want to get some other people. Where, wait. You want to know where you're from? Okay. We'll ask you a couple questions. Tell us a little bit. What you do and your hobbies.
I'm a retired policeman.
Okay.
And I love sports. I do a lot of crossword puzzles. I do a lot of gardening. And
what's your favorite sport?
Yeah.
It's a tie between football and baseball.
Okay. So what's your favorite? What are your favorite teams? What's your favorite baseball team?
Chicago Sox and the Bears.
All right. There you go. Well, we know you're from Chicago now.
Yes.
If you would have said Green Bay, that would have been an existential crisis, right?
Right.
Said, I'm from Green Bay, Wisconsin. I love the Bears.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Let's try to guess somebody's accent, okay?
Oh, okay.
Let's go to Pam. Pam.
Hi, Pam.
How are you, Pam?
Hi. How are you?
Good.
All right. Hi.
All right.
Hi.
So here's the deal. Pam, you're going to tell us a little bit about yourself, what you do, and some hobbies, but don't tell us where you're from. Okay? Go.
Okay. I am a concierge at an assisted living place, and I have lived in this area for a while, but I'm originally not from this area at all. So if you can figure out where I'm from, you're going to be doing really well.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, she's going to give us a prize.
All right.
All right.
All right, Pam, you ready for this? And you got to be honest because, like you just told us, you have two different places. So it gets.
Right.
So I would say, why don't you do this?
All right.
Why don't you focus on the first place you were at?
Yeah. That seems to be the one you want us to guess, right?
Yeah, that's where we want to guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's try.
Where you grew up, what did you call the night before Halloween?
We called it Halloween.
Oh, you just called it Halloween. Okay.
Right.
All right. what did you call the place where you bought liquor?
The liquor store.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay.
Let's see. Probably not from Michigan here. What do you call a sandwich between two hamburger buns, but it's kind of crumbly beef between two hamburger buns?
A sloppy Joe.
A sloppy Joe. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What do you call someone from Northwest Indiana?
A redneck.
Redneck.
That's the incorrect answer.
That's Southern Indiana.
That's different. That's not what we're going for, but
okay.
All right. Keep going east, all right.
Okay, let's see here. How do you pronounce the name of our nation's capital?
Washington.
Ooh, just didn't do the Washington.
Hmm. Yeah. So we've ruled out by doing this. I know the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Washington would have been St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly. Or somewhere in Southern Illinois or Southern Indiana.
What are you looking for on liquor store?
Well, no one's actually done it. In Michigan, they say party store.
Okay, party store.
Right.
So we know it's not Michigan.
Yeah.
We know it's not Indiana because she would have said the region.
Right.
For Northwest Indiana.
Or region rat. Yeah.
So we know we're in that area, but she also doesn't have it sounds like you have a Chicago accent, right? A little bit Chicago. So all right. So let me ask a couple questions for you. All right.
Sure.
Because this is based off. This is based off.
Deputy Inspector Coffin.
This is based
off
of what you explained last time, Ted.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I know that you lived in two different places, and I would assume that, what do you call an area between two houses? Like the little wall? The
narrow space.
Narrow space between the two houses.
I would call it an alleyway.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's just Chicago in you. So I would assume, I'm guessing just based on the stuff that's one of the places you live in Chicago, right?
Right.
Okay. So,
but is that where you grew up?
But where you grew up is different, right?
Right. It was different.
Okay. Mm. All right. What do you call a sandwich on long bread?
Well, a submarine sandwich.
Okay. Right, see. What do you call a drinking fountain?
A water fountain.
Mm. Okay. So it sounds, everything you're saying is Chicago, so it's hard for us to delineate unless there's a place.
Did you grow up somewhere else in Illinois?
Is what somewhere else in Illinois?
I mean, did you grow up somewhere else in Illinois?
Oh, no. No, okay. Not at all.
A different state in the Midwest.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So, Ted, the only thing I can think about, because do you know what a hodag is, Pam?
No.
Okay, so that's going to rule out that area. Right. And I would think, do you play duck, duck, what is it, duck, duck, gray duck?
Yeah. Do you know what Dingus Day is?
No.
No? Or a fricassee?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Hmm. She's stumping us here.
Well, I have an inkling. I know what's going on.
Okay.
You told me last time that certain area of the country you would think are from Chicago and they're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there was the idea that they do the same thing in this area of the country that they do in Chicago. That's okay. The only thing I can think about. You told us in the first one.
Are you talking about Buffalo?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Like I'm thinking that although everything has been Chicago, if it's not Chicago, then the only other thing is Buffalo. That's okay. My guess.
Okay. Well, we can, let's see here. But do you know what a butter lamb is?
No.
Yeah,
see?
Okay.
I don't know. I'm thinking, Pam, that you just are Chicago through and through. Where did you grow up?
Grew up in a little town near Buffalo, New York, called Lockport, New York.
All right. Well, see, you kind of had it there.
Yeah. Oh, I was only guessing on the fact that it's just like Chicago.
Okay.
I don't know. But the problem is, Pam, is that you didn't answer any of the Buffalo questions.
Well, we only asked her one Buffalo question, so I could have gone further into it. So we should give her a pizza. All
right. Pete, we'll give her a pizza. Okay. Right. Pam, you get a pizza. Thanks for playing.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, that's
okay.
Fun. That's fun.
I enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Right, thank you.
Pam falls into that category,
yeah,
Ted,
that was a really good guess, though, because I wasn't even thinking Buffalo, but you're right. I mean, she had a Chicago-sounding accent, but
let's
you hear
ask,
that in Buffalo, too.
Let's ask Michelle.
Okay.
Michelle, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
All right, Michelle.
Hello.
We're gonna ask you a glossary term, okay?
Okay. Are we going to do the one?
Yeah, we'll do the same one.
Which one would you – what was the last one?
Fudgy.
Oh, fudgy. Yes, Michelle, what is a fudgy?
I have no idea other than an ice cream bar.
Oh, that's yeah. That was what the last
thing.
Guy said.
It. Yeah.
Should we ask all her right. another one or should we go to the next person?
Well, let's do another one for Michelle.
All right. All right. We'll do one for Milton.
Michelle, are you from the Chicago area? Are you,
Wait a minute. I thought you were supposed to guess.
Yeah,
no,
well,
no. We're just going to ask you a word and give you a chance to win a book here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Yes.
This is another Illinois. Would you know what or where is the American bottom?
No.
Okay, and now let's guess where you're from, okay, Michelle? We'll give you a shot. All right, so what do you do, and tell us a little bit about your hobbies.
Okay, I'm a retired computer programmer, and hobbies, I love to read. I'm a writer. I'm a blogger. Oh. I play saxophone. I love gardening, and I write about politics and current events.
Okay. So what do you call the room in your house where you keep all the nice furniture and it overlooks the street?
The living room.
The living room, okay. what do you call athletic shoes? Athletic footwear.
Gym shoes.
Gym shoes. That's a very Chicago term. Only used in Chicago. So you must be from Chicago.
Yes.
Okay. There you go. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Thanks for playing.
Okay.
All right. Fun.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Carly, you're on the line. How are you, Carly?
I'm good. How are you?
Going good. Oh, I like that accent.
Mm.
All right.
Very
Carly.
Midwestern.
All right, Carly. What we're going to give you a. Do you know the term fudgy?
No.
All right. Do you know the term American bottom?
No.
Huh. We can give you. What about wok beans?
Who?
Wok beans. WLAK beans.
No.
When need to give away another book here.
I know, right? All right, Carly, we're going to ask you a couple questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Tell us a little bit about yourself without saying where you're from and some hobbies.
Okay. I used to be a real estate appraiser. Now I'm a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
Hobbies are softball.
Oh,
okay.
And what kind of softball?
Yeah. What kind of softball? What size?
We play 12-inch mush.
Okay.
Oh,
I haven't heard of that. Is it 12-inch with the consistency of a 16-inch?
Not as mushy.
Okay.
It's a little bit harder.
Do you wear gloves?
Yes.
Okay.
We don't have to, though.
Okay.
You don't have to.
Yeah. It's like the grandfather helmet rule in the NHL. Remember that?
Well, automatically, Carly, if I'm going off of Ted's thought, and I'm playing inspector here, I'm playing investigator, that I would assume if you're playing softball in Minnesota, that there is probably no thought about not wearing a glove. Does that make sense? Like everyone wears gloves. There's no moment where you say, you don't have to. That's a Chicago thing, right?
Right, but we all do wear gloves. Most of us do.
Right.
Okay.
But you see where my logic is going? You're not going to be in Iowa playing 12-inch mush and then say, you don't have to wear a glove. Not wearing a glove is totally Chicago. Right.
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 Right. Well, so, Chicago usually plays a 16.
Yeah, right. Right.
Right.
Right. And that's why we both perked up on the softball stuff. All right. So Ted's got a couple questions, but I'm already pegging you to be in this area, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Do you know what hot dish is?
No.
Okay, she's not from Minnesota. Let's see. Do you know what city chicken is?
What is that?
No.
I haven't even gone with that one.
Okay, but no.
Okay. What do you call the night before Halloween?
The night before Halloween?
Yeah.
The night to go out? No, I don't know.
All right, I got one. Okay. What do you call the area between two houses, the narrow area between it?
Alley.
Okay,
alley.
See, you're total Chicago, Carly. You're from this area. Maybe not Chicago downtown, but you're definitely from Chicago.
Right.
Okay.
Nailed it.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
We got her.
Next to Justin.
Carly, I would say that I am kind of like Ted is Sherlock Holmes, and I'm more like a Watson.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I'm like right there all the time, just a step behind. Does that make sense? Thanks, Carly. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
That was definitely Chicago. Thanks.
Thanks. Let's go to Mark. Mark.
Yeah.
You got an idea on what fudgy is?
It's a red.
Is it what?
Bread?
A red piece of chewy chocolate candy.
No.
No, that's fudge. That's what fudgies are looking for. That's what fudgies are out for.
Oh, giving it away. I love it. All right.
Yes.
Thanks, Mark.
Well, you want to give him another one?
He's already gone. All right.
Oh, okay.
I want to go to the text. I'm going to get these texts.
Okay.
Because it's looking like, so 630 says, from Pittsburgh for my first 30 years. I sat in a bar in 1999. After 20 years, I had wines. Beautician asked me if I was from Pittsburgh. She absolutely knew for sure based on my many customers where I was from. I couldn't believe she identified my hometown. It was 100% correct. Because she said she had a wines.
A wines? How's that spelled?
I sat in a bar and after almost 20 years, I had a wines.
Oh, okay. Instead of a wine.
Yeah. That's interesting, right?
Hmm.
Also, since
I didn't know they drank
everyone called rubber bands gum bands.
Gum bands. Yep. And so, somebody who moves away, if he moved back to Pittsburgh, he'd be a gum bander because he rebounded to his hometown.
And then 63 also says, also from Pittsburgh, did you eat?
Jeet.
Jeet?
Yeah, you hear that everywhere. Jeet.
This is from Jerry in Aurora. Also, yins or yorns?
Oh, yins. Yeah, that's what they say for yuz in Pittsburgh. And somebody who has a real strong Pittsburgh accent and loves the Stillers. And drinks Orange City beer, that's a yinzer.
Oh, I love it, man. 312-981-7200. 217 is asking, and that's 217 gives it away a little bit, but it says, isn't a narrow space between two houses really called a gangway?
Yes, it is. Where are these people? Alleyways behind the house. That's where your garbage can is.
Oh, right. Yeah. You're right, absolutely.
Yeah. gangway, it's what the perp runs through, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't call you right. Absolutely. That's where the perp runs through. Yeah. Jumps over the fence,
that's
right?
Right.
Right. 630 says a Chicago chicken is a pigeon.
I would say city chicken.
City chicken.
Yeah.
Is that that's
pork cubes on little toothpicks. Because it used to be that, you know, chicken was more expensive than pork, so people would take pork and shape it into drumsticks and say, tell the family, hey, here's the chicken.
Eat this chicken.
Yeah.
All right. So,
we got to give away another book.
We do. Well, you know what? We'll do an easier one. We got to wrap it up.
All right.
What we'll do is we'll give away the book on the next time you come in. All right.
All right.
But we've got a lot of good stuff. And I don't want to, because we're going to do this all the time, I'm not going to wrap up at the end. American Bottom, Fudgy, we'll get him next time.
All right, all right.
Ted McClellan is the author.
You can buy the book and look it up.
That's
right.
Win one
for your friends.
Of How to Speak Midwestern.
Yeah.
And this is, you know what I'm saying, is the name of the segment. Ted, great to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me back again.